Do you want the most stylish MMA apparel without paying ridiculous prices? Check out IntimidationClothing.com for great original styles of t-shirts, hoodies, and more. IntimidationClothing.com features affordable, premium quality products for men and women. Intimidation is one of the fastest growing MMA apparel companies in the world. Log on today at IntimidationClothing.com. Be the intimidator. Intimidation Clothing.
We're not Zuffa zombies. We're Cage Zombies. You're listening to Cage Zombies Radio with Matthew Gaithier and Spencer Kirksey.
Oh my goodness, it's Thursday night. What else is there that you should be doing? Nothing. Drop what you're doing. Eat your dinner. Put the kids to bed. You know what? Leave the kids up. Let them listen because this is going to be greatness tonight, folks. We have an awesome night. We got a lot going on. Very busy weekend here in Florida MMA. And fortunately for me, I got one badass co-host because he kind of has let me just take over the last few weeks of the scheduling. And it has kind of been all Florida MMA for about three or four shows now. And we just have just a lot going on right now. Starting next week, we're going to get back to spreading it out and doing some, you know, interviews from all over the place. But we got a crazy weekend down here, and we have a crazy night tonight. We're looking at 7 to 8 guests on the show tonight. Yes, we are insane. Maybe I'm a little crazy, but I just love these guys. I love the scene we have down here. So, yeah, I'm packing in a little bit tonight, and we're going to be treading in some new waters tonight. But I think we're going to do all right, and I haven't stopped talking. My friend Spencer Pablo Diablo Kirksey, how are you doing, handsome fella?
I'm doing great, Matthew, and as you said, we have some of the biggest and best fighters, matchmakers, you name it, in Florida tonight, so don't go anywhere. Better listen in all of the 2 hours. I'm sure we're going to use all of that time up. And, yeah, I'm ready to go. We got a lot of issues to talk about, too, as far as what's going on in the MMA world.
Oh, hell yeah. And, yeah, so, like you said, you know, it's just a crazy night. We want to say thank you to the XFC. We usually have our weekly XFC segment. We're not doing that tonight because of all we have going on, and we want to say thank you to our friends over the XFC for understanding. And it's going to be awesome. We're going to have a good time.
Oh, yeah. And Matthew has his events in Florida. That's why we have so many guests on tonight from the Florida area. I, unfortunately, will not be making it out to any events this weekend, but thanks to the generosity of Skippy Cohen, the amazing Skippy, I will be covering Driven MMA online. You can find the results at MMAMadhouse.com. I'll talk a little bit more about that later. And I will also be going to the Arnold Classic this weekend with my girl Bree Quickle. We will be hanging out with John Jones, King Velasquez, you name it. So stay tuned for pictures of that.
Yeah, absolutely. I just blanked. You had something, event, something you wanted to cover, go over. Why don't you go ahead and do that, man, while I kind of get some things in order for the show tonight.
Yeah, definitely. As I said, Driven MMA, that's going to be up in Canton, Ohio on Saturday. Doors open at 5:30. The first fight is at 7. Of course, those fights usually take a little bit longer, as I've had experience with. I know my girlfriend always kids with me that, oh, we get there, the fights start at 7, but they don't really start till 7:15. It's going to be a great fight card. It's brought to you by the NAAFS. It's the first Driven fight card. Some notable names on there. Dom Steele, Dan Hornbuckle. If you don't know who Dan Hornbuckle is, you obviously haven't been watching enough MMA. Rodney Wallace and Max Grishin. for those of you not in the Ohio area, Max Grishin is one of the best in the state at 205 pounds. Wes Lane's also fighting against Antonio Castillo Jr., who I've had the privilege of watching. And to round it out, Isaiah Chapman, one of the top-ranked bantamweights in the state, will also be fighting Charles Stanford. So it's just a great fight card. You can actually order that on GFL. GFL, as Matthew and I always talk about, is one of the best outlets to watch MMA online. As Matthew just said, go fight live. Don't miss that fight card. If you're not going out to any events live, watch that online. If you're not able to do that either for some reason, we will have the results for you.
Yeah, and did you see this past week that GFL was actually featured on the late late night with Seth Meyers?
I did not see that.
Yeah, man, it was cool. They were talking about they were saying what if the Olympic commentators for ballet did commentating for other sports, and so they showed them doing commentary for like basketball game or something like that, I think. And then he said, what if ballet commentators did commentary for mixed martial arts? And they showed a couple minutes or about a minute of, I think it was Ring of Combat. It was Ring of Combat from GFL, and it had the GFL logo, boom, plastered right on the TV, man. It was really cool. They GFL, I don't remember if they tweeted it or posted it on Facebook. I think it was yesterday, but it was cool. They featured them on there, and that's a pretty big deal for GFL. You know, GFL is definitely not a small-time thing. They're the best there is anywhere on the Internet with what they do. So.
Yeah, and, I mean, we always talk them up. You can always get results from MMAMadhouse.com, but when you buy an event from GFL, you have that for life. But if you need any results from any events, us here at K-Zombies Radio as well as MMA Madhouse pretty much have you on anything around the United States. We have a great team covering MMA everywhere.
Yes, sir. Hey, so big news came out today with the state of Nevada banning the use of TRT 100% unanimously voted on. You know a little bit more about the details of the story. Why don't you go ahead and fill me in, and let's kind of chat on that one for a minute or two.
Well, I just want to say, first off, Vitor Belfort is probably devastated right now. There is no more TRT in Nevada. The Nevada State Athletic Commission made that final today. The UFC followed through, kind of bouncing off of what Nevada just passed with any event sanctioned by the UFC, which means if they go to, say, a state, well, no, that's not a good example. If they go to a country that doesn't have an athletic commission, then that UFC event is sanctioned by themselves. It's sanctioned by the UFC. So any event like that will not allow TRT to be used by any fighter. That is a bit complicated. I believe we have an article we retweeted or mentioned on Twitter, if you want to look at that, MMA Madhouse on Twitter. I mentioned a couple things about it, too. We'll have something posted on Kane Zombies Radio pretty soon if we don't have it already. But that's huge news because it's only been bringing the sport of MMA troubles. What do you think, Matthew?
I think it's awesome. I think that because there have been so many issues with it, with, you know, these fighters get exemptions and then next thing you know they're getting suspended, or one fighter's claiming another fighter had this, they had this advantage and that advantage because they were on TRT. I think it's amazing. I hope that not only does this make an immediate effect on the UFC and specifically events in Nevada, I hope this has a ripple effect and takes place throughout the entire sport. I think that if you have all these other substances that are banned, you know, fighters can't take this, they can't take that, but then when you have these TRT exemptions, that's kind of not any better, in my opinion. You know, when you've got guys and you give them an extension, you give them that exemption to take the TRT, and then guys come out like Vitor Belfort, who's like 40 years old, and the guy looks jacked. He's 10 times in better shape than he was when he was 19, 20, 25, even in his peak at 30. And that's not natural. So, yeah, I think that, you know, this stuff should be out of the sport completely, you know. And I think it's a good thing, and I want to see it kind of spread across the sport.
Yeah, only time will it'll take a little bit longer, but hopefully it will be banned everywhere. I forget who said this. I don't want to give credit to the wrong person. This is not my own words. I'm kind of paraphrasing here as well. Someone said, and I believe it was a fighter, said that if you're too old to fight, that's just your body saying, okay, maybe it's time to start thinking about retirement. Maybe it's time to stop. You don't have the skills you once had. You need this TRT to keep going. And that happens with any sport. You come to an age where you can't do it anymore. Of course, being the great athletes that they are, they want to keep going. But there is a time to quit. So
yeah. Well, with that said, though, I don't think it's time for Vitor to quit. I definitely think that Vitor has a lot to offer. But I also just really want to see what Vitor looks like not on TRT. I want to see what kind of fight we see from him without any of that. You know, and he's not the only one. He's one of the most notable guys out there because it's been so many fights now that he's had these exemptions to use TRT and be on it. And in the meantime, I mean, you know, when was the last time? I can't think of the last time the guy fought here in the States. All of his fights are in Brazil because of the TRT issue. So I think it's definitely going to be a good thing for the sport. And it's probably going to take some time to kind of iron it out and get things situated with how it's going to work. But, look, Vitor's last – of course, his fight at 173 with Chris Weidman is scheduled for Las Vegas. So you know Vitor can't be on it then. Weidman actually said today or the last couple of days, Weidman said, I don't think that Vitor is going to pass the drug test for the fight. So that's a pretty big statement right there that he's kind of expecting Vitor to not even pass the drug test. But Vitor's last 5 fights have been outside of the States, 4 of which in Brazil and 1 up in Canada that won against Bones Jones, which in my opinion was the closest Bones has been to being defeated. As somebody with as much experience as Vitor, I don't understand why he let go of that armbar until a ref stopped him. So, but anyways, that's besides the point. So the guy hasn't fought in the States for a while because of the TRT issue and the fact that the rules here. Well, now this is going to make it unbendable. There's no gray area. It's a black and white. Excuse me, black and white. Yes and no, and that's it. That's that. And it's going to make a major effect on some of these guys out there. And I think we're going to see some issues here for a while until things get ironed out. But I think ultimately it's the best thing for the sport.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And no disrespect to Vitor at all. He's a great fighter.
Yeah, none at all.
Matthew and I just believe that, correct me if I'm wrong, Matthew, I think we share the same belief on this. We just think that without the TRT, he'll still be a great fighter, just not as spectacular.
Not at that same level.
Yeah, he's not going to be knocking guys out. He's not going to be spamming head kicks, knocking out people left and right. I think he'll still put up a great fight if he does pass the drug test against Chris Weidman. But I think Weidman will handle him pretty easy.
Yeah. Yeah, and as you said, no disrespect to Vitor or none at all. Vitor, one of my all-time favorite guys to watch. Always been a fan watching him. I remember I have a I have a DVD from, I think it's Extreme Fighting 1 or 2. It was an event. It was two events that were held in New York in the late 90s. Late 90s, early 2000s. If it's early 2000s, it's very early 2000s. But Vitor actually comes out I'm drawing a freaking blank right now. Carlson. I think hold on. I will pull it up right now. Give me 2 seconds. Yeah, Carlson Gracie. Because he trained with Carlson Gracie, and Carlson Gracie's on that fight card. And it's crazy. Back then, this was before it was mixed martial arts rules. It was barehanded. There was like headbutting, all kinds of crazy stuff. But he comes out as they name him as Victor Gracie, because that's kind of what he went as back in the day when he was training under them in his early days before he made his debut. But it's crazy because he looks exactly the same, but just kind of natural, whereas now he's got veins popping out of every area of his body, and he looks like a walking steroid. But I don't know, man. Like I said, no disrespect to Vitor. I freaking love Vitor Belfort, and I would love to see him whoop Wyman's ass, honestly. But like you said, I don't know that it's gonna happen. But especially if because there's no doubting that the TRT definitely adds an advantage for some of these fighters. So, but we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, and speaking of passing drug tests. Matthew Riddle is going to be returning to MMA action tomorrow. We got Titan Fighting Championship 27 tomorrow night, and they're making their CBS Sports debut. That's big for them. Also going to be fighting on the fight card. Anthony Sharkbait Gutierrez, who we had on here a few weeks ago, he's going to be fighting Charlie Dubre, Jorge Gergel, and Mike Ricci from The Ultimate Fighter is going to be the main event on that one. So that's going to be tomorrow night on CBS Sports Network. That's really late at night, I believe 11:30. Yeah, so there's that. And then, of course, Matthew and I were talking about it before we came on.
Of course. I was just about to say something, but you got it. Go ahead.
Bellator is back. We are happy.
Bellator is back. Yes, sir.
We got like 3 months straight of Bellator fight cards now. And we have the featherweight tournament opening round. Featuring notable names such as Will Martinez, Diego Nunes, and Mike Richmond, among others. And then also King Mo's fighting on the fight card. Not really a big fan of his, but I do want to see him win because I want to see Quentin Rampage Jackson versus King Mo. That'd be a great, great fight for the light heavyweight tournament final. Of course, Quentin Jackson is fighting Christian Mbumbu in the main event. King Mo's fighting Mikael Zayats. So Bellator tomorrow night on Spike TV, as always. It's going to be exciting. I know Matthew and I are really pumped for it to be back. So 3 months straight, man.
Yeah, it's been, 3 months straight since there's been a Bellator event, it feels like, man. It's been way freaking long. I'm excited. It's got some really good upcoming events. You got War Machine coming up here in a few weeks, Bellator 112. That's where Daniel Strauss, Pat Curran for the featherweight title. Oh, my goodness. We got Emmanuel Newton and Attila Vaig, the rematch. I hope Emmanuel straight knocks him out and gets his vengeance for that terrible bad decision that went down here in Tampa last year. Rad Martinez on Bellator 114. Rad Martinez, man, that dude, I'm a bit of a fan. I've seen him one or two of his fights. I know he's coming off of getting knocked out pretty badly, but I watched a documentary on him years ago on ESPN, and before I really knew much about MMA or knew much about who he was, definitely. And so I'm excited to see him back on the Bellator card. Oh, my gosh, there's so much coming up here. What else we got? LeVar Johnson, Ryan Martinez on 111. Eric Prindle's back on that. He's on that 111 card on the prelim, so looking forward to seeing him back in the cage. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, as you said, man, King Mo and Mikael Zayats.
MMA.
What's up?
No, I was just going to say, it's a buffet of MMA, nonstop great fights.
Hell yeah, it's a buffet of Bellator MMA, man, and I love me some Bellator. I'm glad that they're finally back. As you said, though, you want to see King Mo versus Rampage. I would like to see that if they were fighting tomorrow, but I just don't ever like going cheering for King Mo in any way, shape, or form, so I hope Mikael Zayats just knocks him straight out. And then, of course, Rampage and Christian Mbumbu. You get some good fights, man. I'm just excited Bellator is back. I think we are about time, though. We have about reset time where we're going to start with our first interview of the night. So I'm going to jump behind the scenes and give him a call. We're starting off the night tonight talking Breakthrough MMA 11. We're going to have Jason Arnett, the owner, CEO, president, and then we're going to we'll talk with him for a minute or two. And as I'm kind of introducing him, bringing him in, we're going to have the main event guys for Breakthrough MMA 11, which is Saturday night, Brad Taylor, Brad the Axeman Taylor, and Zach Elkins. So we'll be talking with them a little bit. We're going to start with Jason. So let me go ahead and I will get behind the scenes and give Jason a call now. And then, we'll just go from there.
All righty. And, of course, Matthew's going to be at that breakthrough event. You can catch the results on MMAMadhouse.com, wherever
Hold up. I won't be at the Breakthrough MMA event. Breakthrough MMA is Saturday night in Daytona. I will be at World Class Fight League 8 here on Saturday night in Tampa. So, unfortunately, I will not be at Breakthrough MMA 11.
Oh, I thought I was mistaken. I thought you made that teleportation device already. I guess you're still working on it.
Still working on it.
Yes. Matthew won't be at that event, but I guarantee you we will still be able to get your results for that on MMAMadhouse.com and Cage Zombies Radio. It'll be posted on both. So if you're not able to make it out to either one of those fight cards, which there's no reason you shouldn't be out there, two great fight cards, get the results from us. Also, we were mentioning events happening this weekend. The Ultimate Fighter finale, the Ultimate Fighter China finale, Zhang Lepeng versus Wang Sai for the welterweight tournament final. That's Saturday morning. You're only going to be able to watch that on the Fight Pass. Of course, UFC trying to squeeze a couple bucks out of you, a couple extra bucks. Also on that fight card, the main event, John Hathaway against Dong Yong Kim, Sean Jordan versus Matt Mitrione, Von Lee versus Nam Phan, Hatsu Hayoki versus Ivan Minjavar. That's the main card. Preliminary card starts at 6:15. And I just want to give a shout-out to Zach Cummings, who is fighting on the prelims. Our boy Zach's going to go out there and get a win against Alberto Mina. So that's a fight card that you'll only be able to get if you have the fight pass, unfortunately. That's just how they roll now, trying to get the pay-per-view money and everything else out of you. Also, this past weekend, UFC 170 went down. Ronda Rousey, of course, getting her first TKO win against Sarah McMahon. And then Daniel Cormier, who we talked about a lot last week, against Patrick Cummins. Could Cummins pull off the upset? No, he did not. Technical knockout at 119 of round one. Daniel Cormier breezes by, makes it look easy against Cummins. Rory McDonald also getting a notable win against Damian Maya on that fight card. That was UFC 170. The next UFC event, as far as pay-per-view goes, is not until March, I believe, 15th, and that's in Dallas, Texas. That's Hendricks versus Lawler. That's for the welterweight title that George St. Pierre abandoned. And speaking of George St. Pierre, if you haven't seen the photo going around the Internet, apparently he was at some club signing a woman's breast. Yes, I said that. Signing a woman's breast, George St. Pierre apparently is enjoying his time off. I guess that's what former champions do. I'm not sure. Still hinting about a return to MMA. We will see. At this point, I don't think he's coming back. I think he's using that as an excuse. Dana White publicly said that he has enough money to be retired and not have to work another day in his life. So George St. Pierre, I guess, is living it up. And Matthew's still trying to get... And let me double-check, see if he has them yet or not. Again, as I said, all the results will be posted on MMAMadhouse.com as well as Cage Zombies Radio, the Driven MMA event, as I mentioned earlier. Make sure you get out there if you're up in the Ohio area. If not, make sure you get out to World Class Fight League or Breakthrough MMA if you're down in Florida. And we're going to wait for Matthew, and while we wait for him, we're going to play an ad from Intimidation Clothing.
Intimidation Clothing has proven to be the biggest supporter of local MMA in the industry, sponsoring the top regional events across the globe. While other brands come and go, Intimidation is a brand that represents stability. With over 110 different styles of high-quality t-shirts, hats, hoodies, training gear, and more. Browse our premium quality merchandise at IntimidationClothing.com and use Radio10 to save 10% off your order. When you think local MMA, think Intimidation Clothing. Nobody supports local MMA like Intimidation. Nobody.
Jax Media, helping give fighters and fight promoters the edge to get noticed and pound through to success. At Jax Media, we know how difficult it can be to get sponsorships for your fights or fighters. Don't miss out on prime opportunities. Showcase your fight history, stats, bio, sponsorship rate, and clickable links to your online and social media platforms with a custom media kit. Media kits starting as low as $50. Also, ask about our custom Facebook page setup, apps, fighter and fight promotion websites, and more. Visit us online today at www.jaxmedia.ca. Jax Media, design with an edge.
And I believe Matthew is still trying to get our guests ready. We're having some technical difficulties. I believe he has them now. But just wanted to bring up this issue of the stoppage with Rousey and McMahon. A lot of people said the stoppage was premature. My personal take on it, I believe they were just trying to protect the fighter. She was getting up, but those body shots, nothing hurts as bad as those body shots. I tell people all the time I'd rather be knocked out than hit with a body shot. And I believe, I completely agree with the call. I don't see it going any other way. I see Rousey winning that fight. As much as I hate saying it, I see Rousey winning that fight one way or another, if it stopped there or if it stopped several seconds later or later in the fight. I want to see, I know Cyborg has been talking about dropping to 135, fighting once in Invicta and then possibly fighting Rousey. I want to see that fight, but before that, I want to see Kat Zingano versus Rousey. That's just the fight I personally want. And with that, Matthew is back.
All right, man. Sorry about that. We got Jason Arnett, owner, operator, CEO, president, everything in between of Breakthrough. He's on hold. He's in the process of driving home, so he wanted to get home, get his kids settled. So he'll be joining us here in just a couple moments. But right now we are going to be joined by Brad Taylor. We got Brad the Axeman Taylor with us. He's fighting in the main event, Breakthrough MMA 11, this weekend out in Daytona, Florida. Brad, how are you doing, man?
Good, brother. How you doing?
Doing very good, man. Just appreciate you joining us tonight, and just want to talk a little bit about this. First of all, now you're coming into this with a, if I'm not mistaken, an 18-10 amateur record. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Well,
now
actually,
this is
19-9. I'm sorry, 19-9. They just fixed it for me.
Okay, 19-9. And now you kind of juggle a lot, man. You, if I'm not mistaken. You're on the History Channel's, or A&E Channel, I forget which channel it's on, honestly, but you're on Axeman.
Yes,
History Channel. So you got the History Channel thing going on with the show Axeman. How did you get involved with that?
Oh, man, it's a crazy story, man. I was locally known around town. You know, I knew a lot of friends around town, and they came in from California and all kinds of different states and came in and was filming on our local river, the Suwannee River, and the following summer fighting, you know, and they needed some help diving, and they all knew that I grew up on the river, so I tried it out and turned out to be pretty good at being around cameras and knew how to swim, so it worked out pretty good for me.
Right on, man. Now, you've, you know, obviously with a 19-9 record, you fought a bunch of people in MMA, you fought all over the place. I know you've fought out of state, in state, and you've had quite the experience. What are you expecting to see this weekend, and this, if I'm not mistaken, this is the third fight between you and Zach,
sure.
It's kind of the culmination of the trilogy between you guys, and how are you feeling going into this fight?
You know, I'm really excited. You know, I train in full-time now, and just thanking God, you know, I've got some sponsors and put my name out there good enough to and create sponsors and a good name for myself so I'm able to train now full-time, so that's been about a 3-month advantage on me. You know, I used to only be able to train about once or twice a week, and now I'm training full time, so it's a lot easier on me now.
Right on. Now, you fought for Breakthrough a couple times. How have they treated you, and how has that experience been fighting for Jason and Breakthrough MMA?
Oh, man, I like Breakthrough MMA. They put a really strong crowd out, you know, and they tell me they're going to do something, put me in a motel, you know, and take care of me, you know, just anything they tell me, you know, so far they've always done it, you know, and I've known Jason before, you know, and always know he put on a good show, you know, and the first time he contacted me about fighting him, I had no problem with doing it, you know. Asked me to come out there to what weight to tell me to be at, and I was there a long wait and had a blast, man.
All right, so now we're joined by your opponent for Breakthrough MMA 11, the main event. We're joined by Zach Elkin. Zach, how you doing tonight, sir?
Good. How you doing, guys?
Doing very good, man. Now this is for the 185-pound middleweight title here, main event, Breakthrough MMA 11. If I'm not mistaken, this will be the third time you guys are fighting, calling it the kind of, Jason's calling it the, you know, the culmination, the trilogy, pretty much putting everything on the line here. Both of you guys are putting up 185-pound titles. I'm going to actually, we got Jason. Let me go ahead and bring him in and we'll get rolling with him so he can kind of explain a little bit better. We'll go ahead and bring Jason Arnett in. All right, so we got Jason Arnett live now. Jason, why don't you elaborate and kind of tell us a little bit about this fight?
This fight is incredible. It's probably the highest caliber amateur fight in the state so far for 2014. Well, you know, Brad Taylor's coming in with like 35 fights under his belt. Zach Elkins is coming in, number one ranked. He's holding the ISCF state title. They're both putting their titles on the line. Excuse me, I'm out of breath. I was running in the door trying to catch up with you guys. Zach's putting his state title on the line. Brad's putting his breakthrough MMA gold on the line. And they're both putting their belts up. And then our buddies over at RFC, Joe Valdez, has put up a 3-fight pro contract. So, I mean, the thing that makes this fight so intense, not only is it two such top caliber guys that have already fought each other twice, and they both won once each, and they're here to settle this trilogy, but they're all putting everything they have on the line, and one man's going to walk away with everything and all the glory, and the other one's going to go home empty-handed with nothing. So, I mean, it's just like, it's just probably the most intense, like, most on-the-line fight that I've ever seen, that we've ever put together, at least, and it's really exciting. I mean, both these guys are amazing athletes, and just them both willing to put everything on the line for, you know, winner-takes-all bout is just incredible.
Yeah, and right now this kind of the rubber match. You know, they're 1-1, each of these gentlemen here taking a win in the first two fights. So there really is a lot on the line with this third fight. As you said, you know, you got two titles on the line. You got a pro fight contract on the line. I want to ask each of you guys separately. I'll ask you, Brad, first. But I mean, what is it you're kind of focused on when you've got all this in front of you, where you've got these titles on the line, this pro fight contract? How do you adjust and go at this fight as normal as you would any other fight?
It's pretty much all the same, you know. I mean, it's just it's a passionate sport, you know. I mean, it's a give it 100% or just give it nothing sport, you know. And Zach and I have actually been in there long enough, you know, where we both know the same thing, you know, is you take all your emotions and everything you have, and you got to put it into a fight to let it all go. But at the same time, you got to be calm and stay collective and know that you got to be safe in there. So it's an exciting fight. I can't wait, man.
Yeah, exactly right. And Zach, same for you, man. How do you go about training for this fight as normal when you've got a lot of stuff riding on the line?
Well, I mean, I think the biggest focus of this camp is Brad, and not necessarily the belts and the contract. You know, obviously that's, you know, a big reward in itself. But Brad's a, you know, he's a tough opponent, and you got to beat the opponent to reap the reward. So, you know, our focus has not necessarily been on the belt or the pro contract or the future right now. You know, it's to end this trilogy. We fought twice last year. You know, both were great fights. He's a very experienced, durable fighter. So it's a big task. And, you know, it's one I'm certainly looking forward to.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Now, Jason, what are you expecting to see from these two guys?
I've talked to both the guys, and I know that they're, like, extremely determined. And they both have a huge support coming out. I know Brad has, like, 40, 50 people coming out from 3 hours away. I know Zach's bringing down a ton of people too, so I know that they both know that there's a lot on the line here, and this is a big deal. You know, that it's a big deal for one of them to try to finish, you know, what has already been started. And both guys have respect for each other, and it's not like a beef type of issue, but it's kind of like just a finalization of everything and to see where everyone stands. I think both the guys are, you know, on the verge of going pro, and it's kind of like just a finalization of everything as an amateur, the way I see it. I don't know. What do you guys think?
No, I mean, I agree with you. I mean, we talked about it after our last fight that we were going to do it one more time. You know, and as time kind of passed, you know, our names have been brought up in every single promotion company the last 6 months. You know, everybody's been talking about the fight. And Jason will tell you, when he offered it to me, Brad, the first thing that came out of my mouth, I was like, I need another opponent. You know, I thought that we would cross paths again, but it would be at the next level. And, you know, but when he offered, you know, obviously what he's offering, two belts, this is a part of history in Florida MMA. I mean, one, I don't know of any two opponents that have ever fought three times, ever. And to do it, you know, when they're friends, and to have two belts on the line in a pro contract, I mean, this is a part of history. And, you know, I'm just blessed to be a part of this opportunity, so of course I jumped on it.
That's a...
All right, so I want to say we're gonna hang with Jason a little bit longer. I'm gonna let two of you guys go here in a minute. I just want to say before we let you guys go, I would like to give you two guys the equal opportunity to kind of give shout outs to your sponsors and kind of just leave one final word of going for the fight Saturday night. So Brad, why don't you go ahead and go first, man? Give shout outs to your sponsors, where people can find you on social media, and then just I guess one final statement.
Yeah, I definitely want to thank my sponsors. You know, they put everything on the line for me. You know, Andrew Site Prep, you know, Wells and Set of Tanks. He's doing SettingTheHook.com. Monster. I have MMA Life. So I want to thank all of them. You know, I wouldn't be where I am now if it wasn't for them. And Zach Huffman is actually a really good friend, you know. But just like you said earlier, you know, it's all business. And after we get done fighting, we'll be back to being friends again. So best luck to both of us. And thank y'all very much for having me. I appreciate it, Jason Arnett. See you tomorrow, man.
All right, brother. I'll see you guys at weigh-ins.
And then, and Zach, same for you, man. You give shout-outs to your sponsors and where people can find you on social media.
Yeah, I want to thank my my sponsor, Sorbello's Restaurant, Marlon Newman, Miller Creative Group, Flex Foods. You can find us. You can find me on Facebook, Zach Elkins. You can also follow us, Riot MMA. We're the largest, most successful mixed martial arts team in Northeast Florida, period. You can follow us there. First Coast Full Contact, Gene Batista is our stand-up coach. You know, Jamie Harrison, MMA. You know, we have a great school. And I just know that this is it's going to be a final stamp on this amazing career that both of us have had. And it's finally going to come to an end on this trilogy. And I'm expecting that everyone's going to be on their feet for this one. You know, when the dust settles and they're wiping up the blood and the sweat from the ring and they put Brad's belt around my waist, I'll be the first one to buy him a beer at the bar after the fight.
Right on. Thank you guys both for joining us. Brad, Zach, you guys have a great night. Have a great fight this Saturday. And it's going to be a great night of fights. So you guys, thanks for joining us. Jason, hang on the line with us. We'll go ahead and go over more of this fight card. So moving on, you know, you've got a very, very, very stacked fight card. You've got, I think, upwards of almost 20 fights on this card. Which ones of these fights to you are really sticking out? I know you got some tournament finals as well. Actually, let's start with that. You've got a couple tournament finals going on here tonight on this fight card. Who are they, and what are we going to see from them?
Well, we only have one tournament final. The other tournament final that we had, Chris Jacobs just got a really bad cut over his eye in sparring yesterday. So it was a super freak, unfortunate accident, but that fight has been scrapped. We actually got Chris Cornelius, a new opponent. Let me see, what's the other tournament final we have? Is Dejon Greer from Fight Sports. This one here is basically a best up-and-comer because we had so many fighters turn pro recently that we were looking for a lot of new talent on the last card that we had. There was just a lot of new guys when we normally have, like, tons of belt holders, tons of champions, and they all just went pro. So we kind of were trying to do some tournaments to see who deserves to get these next title shots. And this one's not even for title contention, but it's just kind of like best new up-and-comer. And we have Dejon Greer, who's a local guy out of here, out of Daytona, out of Fight Sports with Todd Cutler, great camp here. And he's fighting Johnny Trippy Brunson. And Trippy's a really exciting fighter, too. He's really fast-paced, a lot of striking, a lot of flamboyant strikes. It's really cool. So, that's the tournament final. We do have a couple number one contender fights up in the mix here. We have Yvonne Robles, who's 5-3 out of Fight Sports here in Daytona. And he's fighting Harrison Melendez, who has, like, 12 fights himself. And the winner of this fight will get a title shot on the next card. Then we have this one's probably the most exciting fight that's not a title fight that we have right now. It's Trey Webster. This kid is, like, extremely exciting to watch. He's 3-1. He's a freelance out of Georgia. His striking's incredible. He has like a lot of nice spin kicks, and he's full speed. When he comes out hard, and he's extremely exciting to watch. And he's fighting John Graviano, who's undefeated. He's fighting out of Daytona Beach, out of the Armory. Graviano is exactly the same. This kid's like a ball of energy. He comes out and he just goes, and he always puts on a show. Usually stopping his opponents. These two guys, I think, are a perfect matchup, and I expect them both to come straight out of the corner and to a high-paced, high-octane fight. I think that one's going to be really one to keep your eyes on.
Right. Now, the bantamweight title fight, you got William Sizemore returning to the cage. The guy's a veteran of your cage, pretty much just destroying everybody everywhere he goes. Let's talk about that fight, that bantamweight title fight.
Yeah, William Sizemore. I think he's holding somewhere around 4 or 5 belts right now. He has ended almost every one of his fights. I don't know the stats right off the top of my head. I just ran in the door. I don't have all my sheets in front of me. But I think 7 out of his 8 wins are all from stoppage. So, I mean, he's a finisher. The kid goes in there, he finishes fights. A lot of times it's by TKO, KO. He has really good hands. He's extremely exciting. Kid is just a stud, and he was our 145 champ, and he said he is about to go pro, and he wants to drop down to 135 where he plans on making his pro debut. So we found Richie Dens, who is a 3-time state champion wrestler. He's 9-2 MMA. He also holds, I think, 4 championship belts for MMA in the state of Florida. These two guys actually fought about 5 or 6 months ago, and William caught Richie with a left hook in the first round, pretty early in the first round. I think it was like 37 seconds, if I'm not mistaken. And he TKO'd Richie. And a lot of people, there's a lot of controversy about that win because a lot of people said it was a fluke because Richie was just such this stud who's just crushed everybody, 3-time state champion, and William Sizemore kind of looks like a skater kid. But, I mean, there's a lot of people like, oh, that was a fluke. But I'm one of the believers in, you know, you throw a punch to land a punch. So, you know what I mean? He threw it. He caught him. He knocked him out. It is what it is. Richie has a lot to prove. Richie's extremely determined to come back and prove that William Sizemore is not better than him. I just talked to him the other day. He's very, very excited. He's extremely determined. He's coming back up here to make a statement. And I've been talking to William as well. And William has been training like a madman, like 2-3 times a day, and he's more focused, better shape than he's ever been in his whole life, and he's extremely determined to show everyone that the last fight wasn't a fluke. So, I mean, both of these guys, out of all the fights that are probably on the card, Brad Taylor and Zach Hopkins have a lot on the line. These two guys here, it's a really personal thing for them. I mean, they really, really want to prove that they can beat the other person, so that one's going to be one that they're going to put it all on the line on that fight. That one's going to be really exciting.
Yeah, and just to clarify, actually, all 8 of Williams' wins are finishes. The only time he's gone to decision is his 2 losses were both decisions. But according to this record here, he holds 5 belts. So the guy collects hardware everywhere he goes. He's had a couple. Like I said, there's been a couple title fights under your promotion, a couple title fights elsewhere, but he's put on some great fights for you and fought for a breakthrough a number of times, and every time comes out, delivers big-time fights. As the promoter, as the guy in charge, I mean, what fight to you stands out as probably the underdog fight, the one that's going to surprise people?
I think the one that people aren't – is the Trey Webster, John Graviano. I mean, I think people don't really – they're not really focusing on that one a lot, and I promise when they have all the makings for Fight of the Night, those two guys are going to come out. That one is the one that I'm most excited about. That one's definitely the one that I'm most excited about, probably out of all the fights. That's kind of an underdog, a sleeper that no one's really expecting to be what it's going to be. That one's going to be high octane right out the door. It's going to be insane.
Right. Now, where's the where can people, if people want to come out to your weigh-ins tomorrow night, where are you holding them, what time?
Buffalo Wild Wings, right off 95 in Daytona Beach on International Speedway. As soon as you get off the exit, it's right there on the right. We're going to start weigh-ins around 6 o'clock. All the guys will get there, start doing their paperwork. If the general public wants to come out, it's best to get there probably right around 7. That way we'll start the weigh-ins, start the face-offs. We usually pull a pretty big crowd at weigh-ins. There's probably about a couple hundred people there. We're going to have a stage set up. It's a really good atmosphere. There's a lot of people hanging out, eating wings, drinking beers, and all the fighters are, you know, ready to go. It's the day before fights, and yeah, everyone come out, check it out. There's also event pages on our Facebook page. Go to our Facebook page, click on events, and there's an event page just for weigh-ins. There's one just for the fight. There's one for our after party. So, like, all the information, all the details are there if anyone wants to look it up.
And now the event Saturday night going down at the very, very beautiful Ocean Center there, right in the heart of Daytona Beach. Right there, you walk out the front door of the Ocean Center, you're looking at the heart, the center, the core of Daytona Beach. It's a really a great location, really a great place. What time's the event start, and what time doors open, and where can people go if they still want to get tickets?
Doors open at 6. First fight starts at 7. We have 19 fights on the card right now. Everything's solid. If you want to get tickets, tickets are available now at Ticketmaster.com. You can also get tickets at the door. If you want to get the best deal on tickets and you're listening to this now, be at weigh-ins. I will have extra tickets on me. I will give you discounted tickets. Come and grab me at weigh-ins, and I'll have some tickets in my pocket for you.
Right on. And once again, Jason, thank you for joining us, man. It's going to be a great night of fights. We're looking forward to just a great weekend of MMA here in Florida, and you guys are going to be a major part of that out there with Breakthrough MMA 11 Spring Break Beatdown. Thank you for joining us as always, man, and we'll talk to you soon, dude.
All right, thanks. Have a good night, guys.
Hey, you too, sir.
Bye.
Right on, folks. Breakthrough MMA 11 going down this Saturday night. Doors open at 6, fight start at 7, Ocean Center, Daytona Beach, Florida. This place is huge, the Ocean Center. I've been there for a couple of fight cards. I was there for Breakthrough MMA 10, and then I was there for Max FC 23, and it's just an awesome place to hold MMA. It's an awesome place for anything, really, just a phenomenal venue, and they do fill it up quite nicely, Breakthrough. They have a very nice crowd at their events, and it's going to be a great night of fights. Let's see. Let's run some ads real quick. Help our sponsors out. I feel real bad about not shouting out to our sponsors at the beginning of the show, so let's go ahead and do that real quick. Like,
Intimidation Clothing has proven to be the biggest supporter of local MMA in the industry, sponsoring the top regional events across the globe. While other brands come and go, Intimidation is a brand that represents stability, with over 110 different styles of high-quality t-shirts, hats, hoodies, training gear, and more. Browse our premium quality merchandise at IntimidationClothing.com and use Radio10 to save 10% off your order. When you think local MMA, think Intimidation Clothing. Nobody supports local MMA like Intimidation. Nobody.
Jax Media, helping give fighters and fight promoters the edge to get noticed and pound through to success. At Jax Media, we know how difficult it can be to get sponsorships for your fights or fighters. Don't miss out on prime opportunities. Showcase your fight history, stats, bio, sponsorship rate, and clickable links to your online and social media platforms with a custom media kit. Media kits starting as low as $50. Also, ask about our custom Facebook page setup, apps, fighter and fight promotion websites, and more. Visit us online today at www.jaxmedia.ca. Jax Media, design with an edge.
Pro-Am championship belts who have the highest quality championship belt with the lowest prices. Replace those old trophies with stock belts on hand that they can customize for as low as $30. Any occasion, celebrations, awards, championship, fantasy leagues, gifts, plus wrestling, mixed martial arts, boxing. If you need championship belts, check them out. Pro-Am championship belts, proambelts.com. Look them up on Facebook, Pro-Am belts. Trust me, nothing says cool like Pro-Am. Championship belt.
All right, here we go. And you're going to see lots of pictures this weekend coming out from RFC 30 and WCFL 8 with a very beautiful Pro-Am belt MMA Madhouse edition championship belt. It's going to be phenomenal. I will be having it with me all weekend, as I will have it at all the fights with me, taking pictures with lots of guys. And my goal is to get these fighters to hold the belt, and so we'll see what happens. But, yeah, thank you to Pro-Am Belts. Thank you, Intimidation Clothing. Thank you, Jax Media Canada. Also, thank you, AOL MMA, Valley Auto Auction, Crossorder Clothing, Game Changer Clothing, BrawlBase.com, All Out Fight Shop, and, of course, Persist Hardware. Persist Hardware is kind of a new sponsor to the Madhouse family, and we want to thank them for jumping on board. Go check them out for the best in hatware, man. Best, you got to put, you can't just put anything on your head. You got to, if you're putting it on your head, you got to put it anywhere, man. So Persist Headwear, man. Thank you very much for joining us, coming on board with the Madhouse family, and we love it. So I felt bad not doing that at the beginning of the show. Got wrapped up and got rolling with stuff. So all right, so. We'll be joined here in a couple minutes. Actually, we're going to, it's changed around a little bit, but we're going to be joined by Dervin Pioneer Lopez, who's fighting Dan Bolden tomorrow night. And we're going to be joined by his head coach, Defiant Daniel, as well as another fighter on this fight card, RFC 30 tomorrow night, Sean Fields, who fights out of ACT Cape Coral. So we'll be talking to those guys here in a couple minutes. I just want to reiterate, RFC 30 is tomorrow night at the A La Carte Pavilion in Tampa, Florida. Doors open at 6, fights start at 7. WCFL 8 is going to be Saturday at 5 at the Doubletree West Shore. And that actually, you should come out and come out early because the Art of Grappling is that morning. I can't believe I just about blanked on that one. But Art of Grappling for the kids tournament is this time around. And I'm blanking here. I'm sorry, guys. That's going to be... And no, Chris, big boy, I'm not giving you a shout-out. You ducked on me, man. Anyways, moving on. Big boy hurt my feelings today. I'm not giving him any shout-outs. I guess I did kind of just give him a shout-out anyways, but whatever.
It was
a
shout-out
for Chris, big boy. Yeah, I guess so. No matter what, he got me talking about him. He hurt my feelings tonight. No love for big boy right now. But, yeah, so WCFL 8 and Art of Grappling Saturday. I'll be out there all freaking day. I believe the tournament's starting about 9 a.m., love it. You know, Midget, Chris Midget Twister Rodriguez does such a great job by with this tournament, working with Ralph and Dwayne. It's going to be a great day for the kids tournament. They've got a crap load of competitors and kids ready to go. Those are ages 5 to 17 or something like that, I believe. I can't think straight tonight. But anyways, yeah, so that's going to be Saturday, and then WCFL fights later that night. Looking at about 15 fights on that fight card. And as Jason just said, 19 fights on the Breakthrough MMA 11 fight card. So it's going to be a great weekend of fights down here in Florida. And 19 fights, man, that's crazy. That's just crazy. I've been – the most I've seen before, I saw 17. And it was awesome night of fights. But that's crazy, man. That's a lot of fights.
Yeah, I've never seen anywhere near that. I think the most we saw the most I've seen live – shoot, probably 10 or 11, not that much. Every time there's a big fight card, fights drop off of it. You know what, actually, this last RFO fight card, I believe there was 12.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We got March 15th in St. Augustine is going to be Rumble in the Ancient City, put on by Josh Rutgers. Last I talked to him, that fight card was looking at about 30 fights. So... that's insanity. But I'm looking forward to that. It's probably spending the entire day there watching fights go down. But he puts on events three times a year up there, and he gives all of the profits go to the local rec center. And but yeah, so he only does three events a year. He does a St. Patrick's Day event, a summer event, and then a fall event, and that's it. So. When he does them, he does them big, and he spends the rest of his time running a gym and kind of reffing and stuff throughout the state here. Yeah, so that's going to be a big fight. But, yeah, so we got a lot going on this weekend. My mind is all over the place, man. I'm blanking right here. So you kind of covered some stuff while I was back there talking to Jason earlier. We talked about the TRT thing, man. What else did we have? I think we'll go ahead. Actually, why don't you go ahead and jump behind the scenes and give Dervin Lopez a call. We're going to start talking with Dervin Lopez of RFC. I do apologize. I'm kind of all over the place right now, and I'm not concentrating right now. So I apologize for anybody listening out there who's kind of getting sick of me. But, yeah, so Dervin Pioneer Lopez, one of my all-time favorite people in the history of the planet Earth. I just love Dervin. He's got coming in with a 5-0 AME record, 5-1 pro record. His only loss coming by a decision, which came up at Gladiators of the Cage up north in April of last year, coming in on a three-fight win streak. All five of his wins have been by finishes. The guy's straight nasty. His opponent at CFA Fight Night 1 he kicked the guy literally across the cage, and just ridiculous talent in this kid. And I think Spencer's got him, so we'll go ahead and bring him in. But yeah, so 5-1, he's facing Dan Bolden out of Champions MMA, and Dan's coming in with a 9-13 pro record. Kind of does the boxing coaching out there at Champions for Ross Kellen, and kind of a late addition. It was originally supposed to be fighting somebody else, and Dan stepped up to help save the fight. You know, Dervin puts a lot of serious time into his training, and so, you know, a lot of respect out for Dan Bolden for stepping up and taking this fight. It's one of the many great fights that's going down tomorrow night at RFC 30. But see, Dervin Lopez coming off of a first-round rear naked choke at RFC 29 against Rashawn Spencer. Before that, a first-round TKO against Vitor Schlosser. Before that, RFC 28, first-round TKO against Jeremy Cook. The dude straight-up finishes and destroys people. So I think we're actually going to be joined by Defiant Daniel, the head coach out at Team Darkside, who's got making a huge presence tomorrow night on the RFC 30 fight card. Let's see if we've got him ready to go. We're getting him ready to go right now. Spencer's working hard behind the scenes. I just want to say to my co-host, Spencer Kirksey, I love this kid, man. You know, we've been doing this for a little while now, and we have such a great time together. But he is just such an awesome guy, and he works well with me when I can be quite demanding and sometimes. And I just want to say thanks to Spencer for always doing such a great job. And I think we are now joined by Defiant Daniel, head coach of Team Darkside. Daniel, my man, how are you doing, sir?
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Doing very good, sir. You know it's a pleasure to be joined by you. I always say you're always welcome here on the show. I'm glad to have you that we can have you back. Now, your team has a very busy night tomorrow night. Talk a little bit about how you're feeling as a coach right now going into a night where half of your fight team is on this fight card tomorrow night.
I don't know, it's kind of hard to tell to describe it. You know, you got four guys fighting tomorrow night, so it's a lot of preparation, a lot of things coming to play. It's been pretty busy for the past, you know, month and a half, 2 months, just leading into this fight. So I don't know, man. I mean, I'm excited. We got some good competition out there. I think it's gonna be some great fights. You know, to test where we are as fighters and as a team. So I'm truly looking forward to it.
Yeah. Now let me ask you: do you get into any of this Tampa versus Miami, or is it just business as usual, no matter where the opponent's from?
It doesn't really matter because, you know, at the end of the night, there's two guys that matter. They go in the cage. You know, and there's the titles don't really mean anything, you know. So, I mean, I think it's cool for the promotion and I think it's cool kind of like, you know, I don't know. I think the old schoolers used to do it, you know, like, oh, this, I'm doing it for my neighborhood and, you know, this and that. But I don't really get into it. I just look at the other guys with respect and, you know, and we prepare for them just as – you know, as far as we were preparing for someone else, so it doesn't really matter. You know, we just got to get ready for them.
Yeah. Now, I think what I'm most excited about tomorrow night, and there's a lot to be excited about, because RFC 30 is going to be an amazing fight card, and there's lots of guys who I've got good relationships with stepping in the cage tomorrow night. But I think ultimately I am most excited about Devin Rodriguez's pro debut. Talk a little bit about how he's been doing. He had a very successful amateur career, and he's stepping into the pro cage, and I for one, I cannot even express to you how excited I am for this kid stepping in the cage and going pro tomorrow night.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty excited, man. He's pretty much the last one from the original group, you know, as far as Darkside goes, that is making his pro debut, and you know, I think the whole team is excited for him. He's pretty excited. You know, he's been looking forward to this for quite a while. I think he's going to go in there and give 100%. You know, I mean, the kid, a lot of people are going to see him at the professional level now. You know, no holding back. no more of like, don't do this, don't do that, you know. I think that's where he's going to actually excel. You know, the amateurs was a little difficult, I guess, because, you know, he's got a different style, you know. He likes the ground and pound. He's got a heavy hand, and you know, I think he's going to do a lot better in the pros. So I'm really looking forward to it. You know, I think he's going to do well tomorrow night. I think he's going to go and take that win. He told me that, you know, he texted me and said, "Coach, you know, I'm going in there to win. You know, I don't expect anything less." So I'm really looking forward to his fight.
Now let's talk a little bit. We're joined now by Sean Fields, who's fighting out of ATT Cape Coral, who's fighting on the card tomorrow night. Why don't you tell us, before we introduce Sean, why don't you tell us, Daniel, a little bit about Sean and what we can expect to see from this guy out of the great ATT Cape Coral?
Oh, man. Sean comes from a great camp, man. He comes from, my good friend Willie. He's the head coach out there. They got some great fighters and a great camp and coaches. You know, Willie is a friend of the team. You know, every time he comes around, he's always, like, sharing his knowledge. And we really appreciate him for that. You know, Sean is coming in. He's hungry. He's been preparing for this. You know, and I know from talking to him that he's going to go in there and give 100%. So, you know, I expect to see a really good fight.
All right. Now, Sean, how are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm good.
Thank you for joining us, buddy. How are you feeling about your fight tomorrow night?
I'm feeling great. I'm feeling confident.
Now, who's... Yeah. Hello. Who we got here?
This is Dervin.
I think we just brought in Dervin, my hero, my role model. Dervin, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well. So go ahead and finish. I guess I interrupted. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you interrupted, man. I'm putting you on mute.
Thank you.
All right, Sean, I'm sorry about that, man. Dervin's just
no,
rude,
it's okay.
But tell us a little bit about yourself, man. You know, what's your record? How long you been doing this?
I've been training for about 4 years. My amateur record, I ended up being 5-5. Had a couple not so good decisions that you know, really kind of didn't make my record look good. But you know, it is what it is. It's amateur. You know, you move on, and now I'm here at the next level, ready to go pro. And you know, ATT Cape Coral, man, we train hard. We train with the best. You know, Hector Lombard, he was there last week training, showing us some new moves, and you know, it just. We're really strong and we're really confident in our team. You know, Willie, he's just one of the best coaches I've ever had.
Now you're making your pro debut on a very stacked, very big time fight card, man. How does that make you feel?
I'm excited. You know, I'm ready to fight. I'm hungry. I'm ready to get in there and just mix it up. You know, fight my game.
Now, as you mentioned, you know, you do come out of a really awesome fight team down there. Your head coach down there, Willie, crazy man, seen him all over the place, and you guys have had a lot of really good fighters. How's that?
Yeah.
I mean that with all respect. I've met Willie a couple of times, and he's always been a really nice guy, so I don't mean that in any disrespectful way. What you know? How do you feel like that's helped you? You know, how fighting with such a big time coach and such a great fight team? How do you think that's going to help you in the long run?
Well, just experience. You know, they've been around the fight game for a very long time, so the experience level and, you know, just them coaching and getting into our heads and, you know, mentally preparing us, you know, and it just really helps. And we go in there, we're strong, we're hungry, and it is what it is. We come as a family, you know, we come united. And you know, I'm coming up here with more than probably 50 people coming to see me fight and our team. You know, it's just, you know, we're really strong in that aspect.
Right on, man. Now, and you're fighting David Nemore out of Champions MMA, Ross Kellen School out there. What do you know about him, and what do you expect to see from him tomorrow night?
I don't know too much. Just know that he's. I've seen a couple of his fights. Wrestler. You know, I haven't really heard too much. So just, you know, it really doesn't matter. I'm going in there and I'm fighting my fight. You know, I mean, I respect him as, you know, a fighter getting in there and whatever, but. Other than that, it's, you know, it's game on tomorrow.
Right on. Now we bring in Dervin Lopez, who kind of already made his presence known. Dervin, my boy, how you doing, sir?
How you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great, man. Now, I want to ask you first and foremost, since your head coach is on the phone with us, you're not going to get in trouble for being up late, are you?
No, no, not at all. He's on the phone right now?
Yeah, he's on with us right now. And I was a little nervous because I know you were kind of like saying, you know, it's like, Matthew, he's going to come after you if you keep me up too late. We got to kind of keep this on the DL. Well, since Big Boy's dodging me, Big Boy put Daniel in with us, and now there's no way of avoiding it. Daniel knows that you're up late, and if he comes after me, man, if he comes after me, I'm going to be coming after you with my belt. I don't know how else to do it.
Well, that's funny, dude. I was just finishing. We were just chilling with Willie over there from Cape Coral and Sean. I mean, great people, you know, great people. We can talk all day about fighting, and just it's just amazing atmosphere. Just hanging out with those guys and talking about fighting and just sharing experiences and just learning and growing. So yeah, I don't think he'll be too mad because he's the one that kept me out all late too. So
it's his fault.
So you're giving him you're giving him a pass this time, Daniel?
Yeah. This is sinister laugh, so I'll be doing a lot of stuff. He'll probably work me out tomorrow. So,
what's your question? I asked Daniel this about the fact that you guys have so many guys on this fight card. But as one of the fighters, you know, you're fighting on this card. You got a bunch of your teammates fighting on this card. How do you feel that such a big-time fight card, the Team Dark Side is going to be getting represented very well?
Well, I think it's great, you know. I think we have one of the more premier fight teams, you know, around anywhere in the States. So I think it's great. You know, they'll be able to see what Coach Danny does for us in the aspects that we do work. And we're going to go out there and show who we are, you know. We're one of the best teams out there. We work hard. We train smart, and we're going to dominate. So I think it's great. And, of course, we got to thank Joe Valdez for giving us the opportunity for us to go out there and showcase what we can do. So heads up to him.
Absolutely. Now, Sean, you know, I got your record right here in front of me, and you fought some different guys. You fought at the Arena Fighting Championships. You fought some big time guys in different places.
Yeah.
How do you think that's gonna really help you making your pro debut, feeling a little bit more comfortable fighting up here in Tampa?
It helps me out because getting in there, mixing up with those good guys from around the state, and it just fighting those type of level is gonna help me in the pros. So I'm not fighting anybody, just some guy off the street. We don't pick and choose fights. We take fights. And whoever wants to fight, and that's who we're going to fight.
Right. And let me ask, it shows here in your record, in your second fight, your amateur fight, you fought Randy Hernandez. Is that the same Randy Hernandez that ended up being part of Cape Coral for a while?
Yes, it was. When I had fought Randy, I had started out with a different gym, actually. We all knew each other from, from around town and this and that. We just so happened to be from two different gyms, and he had just started. It was my, it was my second fight. Willie meant to make the fight, and I ended up winning by a rear naked choke, second round.
Now what can we expect more from ACT Cape Coral, Sean? You've got yourself going pro here. I know you've got some other good teammates that we've seen fight here throughout the Florida area. What can we expect to see from the team and going forward? What kind of stuff are we going to see out of ACT Cape Coral?
Oh, we're just going to bring, we'll keep some new guys coming in. We have some guys in amateur level that are moving up, and they're going to be coming pro soon. We have a couple other pros that are in there, and it's just, we're going to go in and just fight, man. We just want to fight.
Right on, man. Now, Daniel, back to you, man. With this, you've been doing this a lot, and you've got a very active fight team. Your guys are kind of always fighting. How is that for you to juggle so many fighters being in such high demand in so many different places?
Oh, man, I think, to be honest with you, man, it takes a whole team, to make this happen. Like, everybody understands how it works, and, there's always going to be some priorities, the professionals, and, right now I'm I probably have, two, three amateurs, and that's pretty much it. Everybody else is either pro or turning pro. So, you know, as far as that goes, you know, I try to coordinate things really, really well, you know, and organize them so that way we don't run into conflicts as far as schedules and things like that. You know, but it's a team effort. You know, they all understand how it works, and they all, like, you know, they all put in their, you know, the right energy, and they help me keep everything organized.
Now, what can we expect? I can't not ask this, but when can we expect to see Marcos and Alon getting back in the cage?
Marcos and Alon?
Yeah.
Marcos is getting ready right now. Alon was supposed to fight. There was something coming up for him this month, and he got canceled. So, and Marcos is, you know, he's been training pretty hard, and, you know, hopefully we'll get him a fight within the month or two, you know. Everybody's just getting better at this point. And, you know, I'll let them make the decision, and, you know, they come up to me and tell me, Coach, you know, I'm ready to go and fight. And that's when we go and take the fight. But you're going to see him pretty soon, man. Everybody's staying pretty active at this point, you know, and the energy just continues. You have all these people fighting, so, you know, the rest of the guys want to fight as well.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Now, listen, guys, I know this it's a little weird for me to be juggling so many different guys, but you guys have all been phenomenal. It's been very nice to have you guys. Now, Dervin, I just want to say, man, you know, what kind of appreciation do you have for Dan Bolden stepping up and kind of saving his fight? Because I know your original opponent was forced out for whatever reason. I just want to know, from a fighter's mindset, how does it feel when somebody steps up on short notice to help save a fight after you've put so much time into your training and preparation?
No, I told the Ray and Wayans, you know, I tried to find them. It was pretty hectic there. Once when I found them, I was like, dude, thank you very much. Because I'm a kind of guy that I want to stay busy. You know, I want to fight. If it was up to me, I would fight every month. You know, that's the kind of guy I am. And unfortunately, a lot of people back out when I fight them. Or when they're scheduled to fight me, they back out. So I was very appreciative of him and his team. You know, it's just amazing. So I was just happy to be able to find this card and, you know, be there for my friends and family members and just be able to just celebrate and just fight and do what I love. So I was just fortunate. I was thankful for, you know, for what he did. I mean, he was a little bit overweight. So he was overweight, but it is what it is. You know, it was short notice, and we're just going to do our thing tomorrow.
Right on. Now, Sean, back to you, sir. What can we expect to see from you tomorrow night here in Tampa? Maybe some of these fans aren't really familiar with you, haven't seen you fight before. I've seen you fight once or twice, but what can these guys expect to see from Sean Fields tomorrow night in his pro debut?
They're just going to see a hard fight. You know, keep pressing forward and keep moving, staying busy. You know, just keep the fight going at my pace and fighting what I want.
And now you've got, I mean, you know, like I said before, you've got some great experience with your amateur record. You fought some big-time guys here. You fought Anton mm-hmm. Yawk. You fought Jeremy Davis, Randy Hernandez. These guys have kind of helped you to shape you into a better fighter. Do you feel like this pro debut, is this kind of like, is it long time coming or is it just the perfect timing? How are you feeling about the timing of your pro debut?
It's actually perfect. You know, it's perfect timing. You know, I went to the amateurs and, you know, and it shaped me and to being who I am now. And, you know, I'm ready to take it to the next level.
Absolutely. I want to thank each of you guys for joining us tonight. I'm going to give each of you guys the chance to say some final words. Sean, why don't you go ahead and give shout-outs to your sponsors and where people can find you on social media.
You can just find me at the Sean Lights Out Fields on Facebook. You know, I just want to give a shout-out to ATT, Cape Coral, and you know, my whole ATT family out there, and just all my sponsors and everybody that's coming up tomorrow, man. I just appreciate everything. The RFC for giving me the opportunity to fight. And we're just going to mix it up tomorrow.
Right on. Thank you very much for joining us, Sean. Dervin, you yourself, sir, shout-outs to your sponsors, where people can find you on social media. And I want to hear a vow to Defiant Daniel on what time you're getting to bed tonight.
I'm going to go to bed like 30 minutes. But, Bernie Gonzalez, you know, the attorneys, they're awesome, you know. Every time I'm in a tight spot, they're always there for me, you know. So I always tell my friends and family, you know, if you need something, they're there for you. So they've been there. They've been hooking everything up for me. So I'm just grateful, very grateful. Joe Valdez, of course, you know, if it wasn't for Joe, he's always – every time a fight falls through from somewhere, you know, he always brings up a magic – you know, takes out the magic hat and pulls out a fight for me. So heads up to him too. All my friends and family. Metrics also, they're pretty cool in terms of giving me all the supplements I need. So, yeah, I'm ready to go out there. I'm you know, honestly, I don't feel like I have fans. I feel like I have just friends and family members, and we're just going to go out there and just – take care of business and give a good show. So, absolutely.
Right on. And Daniel, any final words that you'd like? Oh, well, thank you, sir. I, you know,
I'll see you tomorrow.
I have to agree. You probably would be nowhere if it wasn't for me.
Everyone, for the publicity and the exposure you give me. So, yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Mr. Gaither. You're the man, bro.
Durbin, man, I got much love for you, homie. And Daniel,
you too, sir.
Daniel, man, any final words you'd like to leave us with?
Hey, man, I just want to give a shout-out to everybody out there, man. I hope, you know, everybody comes out. We have a sellout venue. And, you know, like Anthony Gonzalez, man, that man, you know, a great friend. He keeps coming through for the team and the fighters in the team. You know, I really appreciate him. Joe Valdez, Jason Fryer, you know, with the RFC. Great card, man. They always give us the opportunity to fight in their events. We really appreciate that. You, for, you know, always showing love for the team, man. You know, and doing the good stuff for the MMA community. Really appreciate that.
Right on, man. Well, listen, guys. Daniel Durbin, looking forward greatly to seeing you guys tomorrow night. Sean, looking forward to meeting you, man. I'll take a moment and come say hi and introduce myself. I want to thank each of you guys for joining us tonight. Just an awesome time talking with you guys. And you guys have a great night. We'll see you guys tomorrow at RFC 30, all right?
You
yes,
too.
Sir.
You
thank
got
you.
It.
All right, man. You guys have a great night.
Bye-bye.
And I believe that wraps it up. We're going to have Ralph and Dwayne on in a little bit. I believe Matthew just cut out. Not sure what happened there. He'll be joining us again shortly. Once again, Breakthrough MMA, World Class Fight League. Two great MMA events going down in Florida. You don't want to miss these. As I mentioned earlier, Driven MMA happening up here in Columbus, Ohio. And while we wait for Matthew to get back, a little a day to remember for you. Take
here's an idea. After we're done with an interview, why don't I disconnect myself?
It's
oh
all
my
good,
God!
Man.
I, you know, I'm sitting there making sure that each of the calls get out complete and everything, and I accidentally X'd myself, man. I hung up on myself, and I'm like talking, and I'm like, wait a second, I'm not even on the line anymore.
Yeah, I had your back there.
Yeah, man, great call and great song, by the way. I've been listening to that CD all week. Good stuff.
Well, I appreciate it.
I actually was just last night, I was listening.
We actually have some time to kind of sit back, relax, and talk about whatever we want to. It's been a busy night so far, but anything in particular you want to mention?
Yeah, man, I was going to bring up kind of un-MMA related, but more related, kind of related to our show here, because as soon as I can get some of the music loaded into our studio, I've been listening to some of the new issues, man. It is some good stuff, so we'll be looking forward to hearing some of their new stuff here in the coming weeks once I can get a hold of it and get it loaded up into our studio. But I was listening to some of that new issues last night, and you know, it's funny, man, there's like no way to define what genre issues is. They blend together like 14 different genres of music and somehow make it come out sounding pretty darn good. So we'll be hearing some of their new stuff here in the coming weeks once I can get that loaded up. But I just want to bring that up because I was still listening to it last night, and it's good stuff, man. But you know, I want to bring up next week after we've gotten, because you know, as we've been focusing so much on the Florida MMA scene here in the past, the past 3 weeks now, we're going to start branching out again as we, next week, I'm so excited about this. Next week, we're going to have the Sea Monster on with us, Sam Sealander, who's making his return to the cage March 26th. So I'm just so excited. I would give anything to be at that fight. Hopefully that will be a GFL available fight, and I will be looking forward to watching that because I have just been waiting so long, man. And for anybody who doesn't know, Sam Sealander is a longtime sponsored fighter, part of the Madhouse family in a major way, and was in a very severe car accident here, I'd say about a year ago, a little under a year ago, and went through a lot of recovery time and rehab, and he is back. He is stepping into the cage at the end of March, and I'm drawing a blank on the fight card and the exact date, but we will get that information. I'm just beyond excited. I can't tell you how happy I am that the Sea Monster is finally returning to the cage. The Sea Monster straight just destroys people, and I feel bad for the person who gets to be against him in his return fight. Because this dude is going to, he's coming back strong. He's coming back very, very heavy and ready to go. And just can't wait. Cannot wait for this guy to get back in the cage. It's just going to be so awesome. So we're wishing him so much luck and so much good things, and just excited to have him on with us. We'll be joined by one of our favorite people, Luke Jernigan, as well next week from Intimidation. Get the scoop, get the update on the latest info on what's going down with Intimidation. I should actually probably contact him this week to remind him. But I just want to say again, as we said at the beginning of the show, just thank you to the XFC for understanding this week. And we will resume our XFC segment next week, we'll keep going with that as they've got some big things coming up. XFC I2, XFC International 2 is coming up very soon, and I keep holding my breath, and eventually I'm going to die, but I am waiting for them to announce the schedule of their events for this coming year. I know that like half of them are going to be here in Florida, which is amazing, which means lots of time at XFC fights for me, and I'm looking forward to that. But until then, XFC International 2 is coming up very shortly. Spencer's got some stuff he wants to talk about with MFC, and so go ahead and drop some MFC knowledge on the zombies.
Well, as you were saying with the XFC, I'm happy to be getting back to the interviews with them. It's always fun. I'm happy to see the events coming up, especially, as I mentioned, I messaged you earlier in the show, XFC International 2 is going to be really good. I'm excited to see that event. But we're also going to be joined by a few MFC fighters later on in March and April. Maximum Fighting Championship 40, of course, is going down on May 9th. We got our boy Anthony Bershak, who's a past guest of our show. He'll probably be joining us. I'm not sure exactly who we'll have, but there's three titles on the line on that fight card. So we should be getting some pretty good guests. Not that we already don't get good guests with the XFC and all these other great promotions. So definitely a lot to look forward to with Cage Zombies Radio in the next upcoming weeks and months.
Yeah, absolutely. We do our best here to just bring the best we can. You know, we're not me and Spencer are a couple of college students. We're not world class quite yet. We will reach that status one day, and hopefully we can kind of take over the world together, like Pinky and the Brain style. But in the meantime, we enjoy sitting back here every Thursday, just talking MMA, talking all kinds of different stuff. I really do love the local scene. I really do love interacting and having relationships with these fighters. You know, having friendships and knowing these guys on a personal basis. You know, I think this is the best sport to really get involved and get to know the participants in the sport. You know, you've got NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, where there's got all these barriers, and you really don't have access to the athletes. Whereas MMA, you can walk up to any fighter at any time and get a handshake, get a picture, take a few minutes of their time. And these guys on the local and the regional levels are just so grateful for the exposure, for the support, for the coverage. And I just love it. I mean, you know, the more I dive into this the madhouse and the local scene, kind of the less I watch of the UFC and the more I appreciate so much of the other MMA that's out there. You know, I still keep up with the UFC. I can't remember the last time I actually watched the UFC event live, though. It's been a while. I think Silva Weidman, too, was the last fight card that I watched live. But, you know, I keep up with it because obviously it's the top of the sport right now, and it has been for years. But I think we're starting to finally reach a time in MMA where that's being challenged. I think they're being challenged. They've got these major promotions out there that are making waves, that are not just standing by and watching the UFC run it anymore.
Whoa.
These guys are starting to step up and put on fight cards. In the meantime, it just so happens that the UFC is also kind of watering themselves down and making it easier for some
Rampage.
Of these other promotions to get big. Yeah, go ahead.
Rampage came out, I believe it was either today or yesterday, and said that, and I don't think this is true, but it is something to think about. As far as the UFC events that are live on Fox, Fox Sports 1 and stuff, he said Bellator was gaining more viewers than them the last couple of events. Of course, Bellator, as you mentioned earlier, hasn't been on for 3 months. He's referring to back then. I don't think that's all that true, but it is a reality. Back, I'd say 2 years ago, if you said that, people would laugh. Now, with Rampage coming out and saying that, people aren't exactly laughing. I mean, I'm sure some people are giving a little chuckle here or there, but it's not far from a reality. Even though it isn't true, I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but that's how close it is. And right up there with Bellator and the UFC is XFC, World Series of Fighting, and the MFC, as well as a few other organizations out there. So it's going to be fun to watch over the next couple of years how these organizations get up, catch up, and give them more competition, which just is a win-win for the fans. And before we dive into more serious stuff, Matthew, I have to say the Pinky and the Brain reference. You're going to upload some issue songs, maybe upload the Pinky and the Brain theme song. We can play that next week.
Hey, we got one half of the WCFL with us and ready to go, so I'm going to go ahead and bring him in live. All right, so we are joined by the great, the handsome, the wonderful Mr. Dwayne Spires. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you, buddy?
You like that? You like that intro, man? Is that like the greatest intro you've ever received, or what?
You know, any time that there's man affection, I appreciate it. No hope. So, yeah, man, how's everything going?
Hey, it's going great, man. So we're talking. We've had a crazy, crazy night, record night here on Cage Zombies Radio with the amount of people we've had on. And we're going to close the night out with some of my favorite guys. Hopefully we're getting joined by your partner in crime, the little less handsome but still pretty handsome Ralph Garcia here shortly. But in the meantime, WCFL 8. Actually, here we go. Let's actually start off with the Art of Grappling. Tell us a little bit about that and what can we expect first thing Saturday morning. You don't have to wait till the later in the day to see great action, because you guys, as always, are going to start the day off bright and early with Art of Grappling. So let's hear a little bit about how that's coming together and what we're going to see Saturday morning.
Awesome. So Art of Grappling is going to kick off the day starting at 10 a.m., and it's going to be at the Doubletree. And one of the things that is, really incredible about Art of Grappling USA is the fact that we continue to raise the bar every event. The last event that we had was a adult championship, and we pretty much gave, I want to say, probably the highest absolute prize. We had a $10,000 absolute prize, and we said, you know, how can we step that up this time for the kids? And what we did is we actually are going beyond our comfort zone, and we're adding a couple of new divisions this time. So we've got, you know, the traditional gi and no-gi grappling, but we've also added point sparring for our traditional martial arts students, as well as MMA sport sparring. So we've got a lot of kids out there that have registered for that. And in fact, we're looking at the numbers right now. We have pre-registered more kids online than we've had at any other tournament in its entirety. So just our pre-registrations right now are larger than our largest kids tournament we've ever had. So word is spreading. We've got schools from across the entire state that are bringing their students up, and it is going to be one heck of an awesome event Saturday morning.
Right on. And now we are joined by that partner in crime, the great Mr. almost as handsome as you, Mr. Ralph Garcia. How are you doing, sir?
What's up, man? How's it going? Hey, next time you refer to me, say future Cage Zombies champion.
No. Now, see, Ralph, okay, I've been getting a little bit of some harassment and heckling behind the scenes here from Mr. Ralph Garcia. He wants his hands on my championship belt. Little does he know, at best, I will let him look at it from afar, but that's my belt. Nobody's prying it out of my hands. All right, so we're talking WCFL 8 now. We just talked some Art of Grappling. Real quick on Art of Grappling, up until when can the kids still register for the event?
Yeah, good question. So online registration is going to last all the way up until about 9 p.m. tomorrow. We have weigh-ins tomorrow between 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock, so the kids and the teams, they can come out, they can get an early weigh-in, and then we also have weigh-ins available Saturday morning. So anybody who wants to come out, you can still register in person on Saturday morning, but it has to be 9:30 a.m. or earlier. So between 8 and 9:30 a.m. you guys can register, but otherwise it's going to be taken down offline at that point.
All right, so moving on, we got WCFL 8, and you guys seem to always get the best venues here in Tampa Bay. You're moving back to the Doubletree where you were at once before. Another great venue, like I said, you know, every place you guys are at has been such an awesome place. You can pack lots of fans in there. Now, this is a big fight card. You got upwards of about 15 fights, I think two, three titles on the line. Ralph, you know, what kind of work did you put in for the matchmaking this time around? Because this is probably your best fight card to date, and that's saying a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Because WCFL 5, 6, and 7 have each gotten better and better each time. So how is WCFL 8 going to top even the last one?
Oh, man, that's what we talk about this all the time, man. People don't understand how much it's almost like I'm preparing for a fight because it takes me weeks of planning and getting enough fighters. Like, I started that fight card off with 25 fights, and in the last month I was down to 16, 17, and then this week alone I dropped to 15. It's just crazy how much time and effort, and that's just, you know, on the side. After I'm done teaching and doing everything I do at the gym, I come home and I'm always working on that stuff. But I laugh all the time because how much work and effort that I put into that, and I hear about all these other guys getting $500 or $1,000 just to go matchmake for somebody else, and I'm like, screw that, man. That's not worth it to me, man. This is way more time consuming than that.
Now, well, I gotta ask,
the Chuck Norris of matchmakers. Yeah. Let's just throw that out.
Oh, that's
this guy never
great
sleeps,
comparison.
Man. Every time I talk to him, he's up late. I was talking to him the other day, and he's like, yeah, man, I didn't go to sleep till 5 a.m. I mean, Ralph, seriously, you put in the work to make sure that this is a card that Tampa Bay is not going to forget. And these title fights are going to be amazing. And just the amount of
yeah,
fights.
Yeah, five title fights,
card.
By the way.
Yeah, five.
Five title fights, yeah.
Right on, okay. Now, Ralph, I got to ask you, man, because this weekend has more than just you running the WCFL event, man. You got one of your bright standouts going into war tomorrow night at RFC 30. We talked with him a couple weeks ago. We were talking RFC 30 early in the night, man. How are you feeling from the coaching standpoint with Ivan going into the fight tomorrow night with Ladarius Jackson?
Man, I feel great. This is probably Ivan's best camp that we've had probably in the last two fights, just because his weight cut was on point. He was already walking around this week at 158, and last night he was 156. And when he weighed in today at 154.5, and he was still eating and drinking today. So tomorrow he should be back to about 165, almost 170.
Right on, man. And now I got to ask, how are you going to – you guys got your weigh-ins going down tomorrow night, I believe, at 6 o'clock at the Doubletree. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, 6 o'clock sharp, because we have to be out by 8, because we have to go shoot over at the RFC. I have to corner Ivan, and we're going over there to support them. A few fighters that are on their card that used to fight for us back in the day, Dave Mundell making his pro debut. So he'll be on that card, too. He trains with Bamboo at Gracie Tampa West, so keep an eye on him. Of course, Ivan, and then Ladarius, who he's fighting. Ladarius is one of our former champions, too, so.
Right on. Now, let's talk about some of these fights. I want each of you guys, Ralph, you first. What fight stands out to you as the going into the event? What do you think is going to be fight of the night?
Honestly, the most talk ever since we had put it together, and I get people telling me all this, man, I can't wait to see that fight, you know, or I can't make it, but man, please tell me who wins. I can't wait to see who wins that fight. I'm tossed. I don't know who's going to win. Is Augustus D'Angelo versus Bobby Tucker. That fight alone, man. Seeing how Bobby's going to react to that 155 cut, and Augustus is so intense, man. That kid comes out, he's trying to kill all his opponents.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more there. Dwayne, same to you, man. What do you think is going to be fight of the night going into the event?
I'm going to agree with Ralph on this one. There has been a lot of talk about the Danny Matos fight versus Luis Aguirre, you know, but overall, I think the biggest hype right now is Bobby Bad Mother Tucker. He's coming in from Atlanta, Georgia, you know, fighting recently at 185, dropping down to 155 now. So as Ralph was saying, you know, it's going to be a big weight cut for this guy. But one of the things that's interesting about Bobby is his approach to the fight game pre-fight. So what he does is, you know, he gets in his opponent's head. He creates videos. We've got all these videos up on our World Class Fight League Facebook page, by the way. And he really goes to war mentally with these guys prior to the actual fight. And we've seen it work firsthand. You know, he really got in the head of Tony Murphy. And, you know, since then, Tony Murphy's had some wins under his belt. But it was a really interesting thing to see that go down. And now that he's fighting Augustus D'Angelo, it's just going to be an interesting fight. You know, D'Angelo is more of a traditional guy. He doesn't really talk that much trash. He kind of keeps to himself, him and his brothers and his dad. You know, they're a real tight-knit group. So he's going to bring a lot of skill to the cage. But I'll tell you right now, man, Bobby, he's got some knockout power. He's well-rounded, and I'm excited to see what's going to happen with this one.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, as you mentioned, Ralph, five title fights on this fight card. Run down each of them real quick, and let's hear who we got going in these fights.
All right, we got the main event, 155, Bobby Tucker versus Augustus D'Angelo. Then you have the 125 co-main event, which is Abby Velasquez coming back. He used to be our former champion, lost the belt to Christian Reed, and then now he's coming back. He says he's better now. You know, he's better trained for this, so he's coming back. And then after this, he wants to go pro. He's going against Willie Perez, and Willie Perez is another fighter who's fought for us, I think, all of his fights. And Willie's only loss is to Christian Reed also, who's our former champion. So I'm excited about that fight. That should be like two alley cats. At 145, you got Danny Matos defending his title versus the ex-155 champion, Luis Aguirre, who's undefeated. And, you know, that's going to be an exciting fight, too. Both guys bring it, and they're going to be nonstop action. What else? We have 170. We have Maurice Momo Graham from Frontline Fitness. And I had to change his opponent a few times. Now he's going to be fighting Jeremiah McDowell, or if I screwed up his last name, I apologize. He's from Team Trauma, first time fighting for us. And I'm very excited about having Team Trauma on the card. Coach Joe Scirocco, I've been trying to get them on for a while, and finally I got them on because those guys from Ocala, when they come, they're coming to bang. They're going to be throwing bombs. So that's going to be a good fight at 170. 185, you got Terry Janowski coming back from Gracie Tampa Soft Rays of Matt Arroyo, fighting for the 185 title. I had to vacate it because Martin got hurt. He's going to be out for a while. He hurt his wrist maybe about a month ago. He was supposed to fight a rival, Ross Kellen's card. Got injured, and we thought he healed up, and then it just reacted, started messing with him during practice again. He went and got x-rayed and got it checked out, and he's got it set out for like 3 months. So I told him, you know, he can come back and fight the winner later on for the title, but right now it's vacated, or this could be like an interim title, to say that, until Martin comes back, and then he could fight whoever, and they can see who the champ is. But it's going to be Terry Janowski, who's 3-1, versus Tucker Chapman. Tucker Lee Chapman from Lakeland. And if you look at these guys, they look like twins. They're both big, jacked up white guys. They come to bang, man. It's crazy.
Think about Tucker, by the way, is Tucker Chapman, you know, he's kind of a crazy guy, man. We had to get it cleared with his probation officer that he could even fight for us. So it's kind of an interesting little backstory, but he's coming to bring it. It's going to be one heck of a fight.
Now, what is it that made, I mean, what is it you guys have done such successful shows? Even WCFL 1 at Club Ignite in Hudson was a packed venue. I mean, it was at best standing room only in there, and even then it was packed from wall to wall. Great fights there on the first ever event you guys did as WCFL, and time after time, every event is getting better and better. What is the secret to the success? You know, what are you guys doing there that maybe sets
you
apart from some of the other ones out there?
If we tell you that, then everybody's going to copy us. Everybody copies us already. It's crazy, man. Every time I look, someone's copying this idea, someone's doing that. Everybody's using the same title, though. I'm just like, you know what? It's like at first I was getting frustrated. Now I'm like, you know what? It's just flattering. That's good that we're setting the bar and everybody else is following.
Definitely true. And we'll say one thing. You know, we got to stay consistent. And we are known for great shows. We're known for action-packed fights that are not one-sided. A lot of our competitors have one-sided fights. You know, they try to protect their fighters, and they try to pad their records and stuff like that. Look, if fighters want to test themselves, if fighters want to really get a good feel on how they are going to be when they do turn pro, fight somebody from the WCFL. We're going to throw that out there. If you want to figure out how well you're going to do in the pro leagues, fight for WCFL first, and you're going to see really quickly if you're good and if you have what it takes. And I can tell you right now, our champions are legit. If you're a title holder at WCFL, you're probably better than half the pros out there right now. So,
and we only want the guys. Want the guys that are legit. They're coming in. They want to give 100%. They're going to train in a real gym, not at their house. And that they're going to try to promote themselves. We're teaching them how to promote themselves, how to sell tickets, because that's what the pro shows want, ROC XFC. They want guys that can fight, but they can sell tickets and have some kind of image they can build on, because they're looking for TV deals. So we're teaching the guys how to do all that. And these guys that pull out of fights all the time or that no-show, when I hear that stuff, I'm not using those guys ever, man. And there's a few names I'm not going to even throw out there, but I've heard of guys not showing up, and they're showing up when they want to the next day when they miss weigh-ins and come in heavy and be like, oh, I'm here to fight now, and the promoter's still letting them fight. I would have told that guy, you wasted your time. Hit the road, Jack.
Yeah,
I'm going to be honest.
There's a couple gyms out there. There's a couple gyms out there too, man, that, you know, their reputations are starting to go downhill for having fighters pull out. So it goes both ways.
I was just going to say that I really feel like the secret to your success is the great commentating that will be taking place this weekend. that was born, you know, a monster was born at WCFL 7 when you let a certain guy put a headset on and start talking about some fights. That I think that's probably the secret to your success. I think that's taking you guys to a whole new level.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, and when this guy's commentating, I'm gonna be holding on to his title belt.
No, that's not gonna happen. I told you, man, you're gonna have to stick that entire fight team of yours on me. And you know what? Even then, I'm not that worried about those guys. I've seen the way they train, kind of a bunch of goofy, silly dudes. The only one I'm really worried about is that Cuban assassin guy, and he's gonna have his he's going to have his night busy with somebody else. So that's the only one I'm worried about. let's talk. Awesome. Actually, you know, to talk, you've got a few guys actually coming out of World Class Martial Arts that are fighting this weekend. You know, you've put together a good fight team there, and I got to say, you put together the most balanced, well-balanced fights. You have an amazing ability of being able to, you know, your fighters very well, and you know a lot of the other fighters in this Tampa area very well, Ralph, and you find a way to go out and you find guys that are perfect matches for them. Some of the best, well-balanced matches in amateur MMA have taken place in the world-class cage. How do you go about that? Is it just kind of just contacts, knowing people? Is it just knowledge of the sport?
Just being in the game, man. Just knowing people, being in the game a long time, knowing which coaches bring what gyms bring what to the table, and being a fan. I like to see exciting fights. And it's funny because my guys always tell me, man, no one can ever tell us that you give us easy fights, because I give my guys sometimes the hardest fights.
I'm going to go out and I'm going to second that. You know, and one thing that is extremely respectable about Ralph Garcia as a coach is he would rather see his fighters take a fight that is deemed at a disadvantage to them, to themselves, so that they could prove themselves before they turn pro. He's always done that. So anybody that wins from his gym is no joke. I mean, look at Ivan that's going to fight at RFC. I mean, this guy, I can't wait to watch that fight. And then we've got you got Blake Smith. He's going to be on the card.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Blake's 3-1 now. He started off his career with a loss to Ash from Gracie Bar Orlando, a decision. And then from that point on, man, he's been stacking on the wins, man. So he's 3-1 right now, knocking on the door for a title shot pretty soon. And then you got Luis, 5-0. Who else we got that's fighting all the time now? We've lost a couple guys. We got a couple guys that got to get their heads straight, like Carlos, Mike Huerta, and guys like that could be monsters too, but they got a lot of other stuff going on in the sides, man.
Right on. Well, listen, guys, I want to thank you guys both for joining us tonight. One last thing is obviously, where can people get tickets if they're still wanting to buy tickets, and then what time are the fights going down Saturday night?
All right, so we've got tickets on sale right now, worldclassfightleague.com. You're going to get them at the most affordable rates right now. You have VIP starting at $55. You've got general admission starting at $30. I believe we have one table left at $600 that seats six people. That's going to give you your closest seat right there at the VIP table section. We're also going to have tickets at the door, whatever's left over. I know we have less than 150 tickets total that are left, and prices go up $5 at the door, cash only.
Right on, guys. Well, once again, thank you for joining us. Fight's going down this weekend. Looking forward to a great night of fights, and I'll see you guys tomorrow night.
Awesome. Real quick, before we head out, give a shout-out to our sanctioning body, MMA Solutions, Paul Dominich. He always comes down for Pensacola, man. He drives that 8 hours or 9 hours, whatever it is, to come down here and make sure everything's running smooth.
Definitely. And one quick shout-out to Dr. Shaker at drshaker.com. We've got the Wing House that we'd like to give a big special thank you to, as well as Redline Design. And we've got Bird and Gonzalez that we want to give a shout-out to as well. These guys have been with us for a long time as sponsors, and Dr. Shaker's our newest sponsor. And, you know, they definitely help towards the success of our events. So we really appreciate those sponsors.
Absolutely. A lot of people in Tampa, everybody knows Bergen Gonzalez. Anthony Gonzalez does a great job sponsoring the sport and supporting almost everybody involved.
Yeah, he's gotten Matthew out of jail how many times now, right?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I don't know about all that now. You're not going to find me anywhere on any police database. All right, guys. Thank you guys for joining us. You guys have a great night. We will see you guys tomorrow night out there at RFC. And we'll
Got
see you guys
it.
Saturday
right,
night
thanks.
At WCFL 8.
See you.
All right, so yeah, once again, WCFL 8 goes down Saturday night. Doors open at 5. Fights start at 6. That's going to be at the DoubleTree West Shore. It's going to be a great night of fights. It's going to be a phenomenal weekend of fights. I want to say thanks to all of our guests tonight. Phenomenal night here on Cage Zombies Radio. Just had an awesome time. To each and every one of our guests, thank you very much for being with us tonight, for joining us, and for kind of being patient while we tried out something that we had never done before. I don't know about you, Spencer. I think that it was. We can kind of sit back and have a sigh of relief now. Everything went smoothly, and it was a good night.
Oh, yeah. We tried it out. It worked well. I, for one, do not want to have 8 guests on again. I think 6 was a good limit, but you definitely pulled it off.
We're the best there is, and we pulled it off. We managed, of course, man. It was good night. I think the best part of the night, though, was Zach Elkin saying that when the fight's over and both belts are put around his waist, he's going to buy Brad a beer. I thought that was pretty much one of the most epic things I've ever heard. So,
It made me laugh.
I do want to say possibly some fight news coming really soon from Amber Stotzenberger. Obviously, I'm a big, huge fan of hers. I try to stay in touch with her and find out what she's got going on. I just think the girl or lady, let me show her a little bit more respect. I think the lady is a phenomenal fighter. She's coming off a quick submission loss, unfortunately, but she's going 4-2 now in her pro career, and should be possibly hearing some fight news from her soon. I talked to her earlier today, and I just love this girl, man, as a fighter. Just a great fighter. It's been so cool to me, and I try to support her the best I can. So looking forward to seeing the Apex Predator back in the cage, hopefully very, very soon. I'm not going to divulge any information. Hopefully we can get her back on here shortly and let her make the announcement of an upcoming fight. But looking forward to seeing Amber get back in the cage. So War Apex Predator. Listen, MMAMadhouse.com is going to have your number one coverage for all of this weekend's events here in Florida, Breakthrough MMA 11, World Class Fight League 8, and RFC 30. So you know that if you want results, live results, faster than anybody else does, that's the place to find them, MMAMadhouse.com.
Hey, don't forget,
Driven MMA. Say that again?
Don't forget about Driven MMA. We'll have the results for that as well.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Driven MMA, my boy Spencer is going to be doing some GFL work this weekend. I've covered a couple of GFL events, man. They're fun. Kind of because you're still getting to watch some live MMA, great local stuff, but you're getting to sit back, relax on your couch, in your bed, and it's a lot of fun. GFL does a phenomenal job. So get out there, go over there, check them out, www.gfl.tv. I'm sure they have a very packed weekend full of events. Usually they're Friday and Saturdays. There's multiple events going down, so make sure you get over there, check it out. Remember, next Thursday, the Sea Monster will be with us. I am so excited for this. I've been waiting to talk with this kid for quite a while. Looking forward to him getting back in the cage. I think that's about it. I think that's it for tonight. And I want to thank you, everybody, for listening. And we'll be back next Thursday. It's Cage Zombies Radio. Check us out. Like us on Facebook. Transform, reborn, love, vice, sanity, rare form. Worldwide.
What do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
You think it's the brain. You think it's the brain. What makes a genius? The other thing say. An act that's only nice. The team has its life.